As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up. Okay,
what's up? From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Looking forward to being in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday for the Fatherhood Conference. And so,
oh, it's nice. A great
time. Yes, indeed. So,
Happy Father's Day in advance, Roland.
Yes, indeed.
Happy Father's Day, Roland.
Happy Father's Day to all the folks, including my dad, Reginald Martin Sr. All right, folks, in today's installment of Confused Ass White Woman, Rachel Dolezal.
You're talking about Caitlin, huh?
Rachel he could be Dolezal. Talking about Caitlin.
He could be talking about Caitlin.
No, but he's talking about Rachel Dolezal.
She had three interviews yesterday, all on NBC. Actually, four. Matt Lauer, Melissa Harris-Perry, Savannah Guthrie, and also with their website, NBC Black. And I think we probably are left today more confused than we were at the start of yesterday. Joining me right now is Eric Deggans, the television critic for National Public Radio. And Eric, I was reading this piece in Variety, and they basically said NBC went absolutely soft on her, spent more time focusing on hair as opposed to what in the hell is wrong with this woman.
That's a pretty good assessment, I would say. And it makes you wonder what they agreed to in order to get her cooperation with this series of interviews. At the start, it sounded pretty impressive. Matt Lauer is going to interview her. Savannah Guthrie, Melissa Harris-Perry, someone who's known for a lot of incisive material about race. But when you saw the interviews, they allowed her to make statements that went unchallenged.
Yep.
They didn't vet very much of what she was saying. She claimed that she had thought of herself as black since she was 5 years old, but when she went to Howard University, she sued them for discriminating against her because she was white. So it's hard to understand why they didn't challenge more of what she was saying. And it seemed pretty obvious from the interviews that this is a woman who's very confused at the very least, deceptive at the worst, and she has sort of tapped into our psychodrama about race in a way that, you know, this whole controversy feels like it's more about how America feels about race and the fact that most people don't even know what race is, rather than being about her, because she's obviously a very troubled woman with some very serious issues in her family.
Well, so you're saying so you're saying that she agreed to do the interviews with the NBC network if she was not drilled, like for MSNBC. Why didn't they give the interview to Reverend Al?
I have no idea.
Reverend Al would have nailed her.
I don't know, because Reverend Al came out and said that that her parents were wrong for outing her, and you know, why would you do that to your kids? So I'm not gonna say that, Tom.
Yeah, and I would say I don't have any proof that there's been any sort of agreement between this woman and NBC. I'm just saying, when you see a series of interviews with people who are normally known for being incisive in how they question people, and the interviews as a rule are not incisive, you have to sort of wonder what is going on there. Why didn't they go into this thinking here is someone who's basically fooled people for 10 years? And right. Thinking that she was black when she was not. You go into that interview with a series of documents and a series of contradictory facts, and you kind of press this person on why they've been so deceptive, and they didn't do that.
Eric, Matt Lauer said this, quote, "You started a discussion on race and what it means in this country." Jeffrey Wright, the actor, he tweeted Matt Lauer to Rachel Dolezal on the Today Show June 16, 1620. I mean, it was like, really? She started this conversation? Oh, come on.
But Eric, you have written a book called Race Baiter. So let's talk about this in terms of the media. What kind of discussion do you think was had in order to get this the series of interviews with her, and what kind of parameters were set, do you think?
Well, I have no evidence that they had any parameters set up, and I'm sure they would deny that because they've denied that in the past. But I'm very suspicious when I see a series of four or five interviews where they spend more time talking about her hair than they do talking about some of these contradictory statements that she's made. And I can also say that what has disturbed me about coverage of this story is that nobody has even provided a definition for what race is. And so people are talking about race, and
what
they haven't
race,
even defined
sir?
What it is. Well,
like Eric, by her definition, J. Anthony Brown, myself, we could all say, beginning at 1 p.m. today, we will now identify as white.
I think for purposes of my pay, I want to be identified as white because black men make 75 cents for every dollar that a white man makes. So, I just want my employer to consider me as white at this point.
Right, right. But, credit score go up, everything.
But just to be clear, you know, race is a social construct. Race is something that we as a society have come up with to explain family history, to explain cultural heritage. It's not really rooted in biology beyond the fact that we are using these very obvious physical characteristics to identify and classify people. So it really, race is this weird mix of what you say you are, what your family history is, and how the world reacts to you. And nobody is really talking about that. You know, she has part of this. You know, she's self-identified as black. But if she was honest with the world about what her family history was, I don't think there would be many people who would accept her own self-diagnosis as being black. They wouldn't necessarily accept it. And that's why she's been dishonest about her family history in the past.
And nobody is pressured by saying, when you bought your car, which box did you check? When you got your house, which box did you check? This whole flip-flop, well, I identify as black. And I really, and I would, and look, it even ask her, do you darken your skin? Do you?
Right.
I mean, come, see.
How about
to
that
me,
tanning? Well, tanning
she
booth did, that
she
you have.
She didn't say that she tans well. So you know, she said she spent a lot of
January.
Time.
In January, yeah.
She admitted that she has a weave, which we know no black woman would do that. So yeah, there we go.
That's a good one there. All right.
No black woman
bought,
would admit
it's
she
hers,
got a weave.
She bought it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is that your head? Is that your business? That's
Eric Jagger's NPR. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Tom, I might be interviewing her tomorrow on TV1.
All right.
Get in there, Roland. Get in.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be no soft-ass questions.
24 past the hour.